Nat Metcalf here. I'm really proud to be an ambassador for Flyhawk, leading the way for netball and women's sport. Flyhawk design and make netball dresses, have netball kit, netball teamwear, and netballs, plus much, much more. Head to flyhawk.com now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk. Always great to speak to Alex Wallace from the Mintridge Foundation. Alex, thank you very much for your time.
Oh, Andy, thank you for having me again. You must be bored of me.
We always like to support good people here on the podcast. And first of all, let's get a quick intro into the Mintridge Foundation, maybe looking at when you were formed and some of the work you've done.
Yeah, absolutely. So we were formed in 2015. We gained charitable status in 2018. Our core mission here at Mintridge is to help every young person have a positive relationship with sport. We believe that sport helps young people to connect, to excel and to thrive. And we achieve this by harnessing the incredible power of sporting role models, whether that's Olympians, Paralympians, England netballers, whoever that might be, through our aspirational encounters and our mentoring programs. So we have reached such a diverse group of young people across the UK, and as many listeners of this show will know just how transformative the power of sport can be. And it's so exciting to see that legacy continue and how we can keep shaping that as new challenges, new barriers arrive for young people, and ensure that sport and physical activity is still at the forefront of their minds, really.
Very much about supporting grassroots levels as well. There was a wonderful graphic online I saw today where National Footprint covers so much of the country as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think when we actually had the visualisation, it brought it all to life, really. So we've said it, we're from Glasgow down to Guernsey, but we want to reach more young people. And I think we can impact different backgrounds, different groups of young people, and meet their needs with the relatability factor of such a diverse group of ambassadors as well. So that's what's really exciting, is we can reach young people in very different ways.
Minty Days themselves, really special for those who take part, aren't they? And just take us into a bit of an idea how they run.
Yeah, they absolutely. So we would take our athletes. So if we take one of our netball ambassadors as an example, Ebony was in a school last week in London. She started the day with an inspirational assembly, sharing her sporting journey. But she highlights the fact that she's Ebony the whole person. She's not just Ebony the netball player, she's Ebony that plays netball, and she has lots of different strands to her identity. She also delves into her story of setbacks and how she's overcome them through the challenges she's faced and the mechanisms she's used to face them. And I think that's really important for young people. I think the filtered world that we live in, I think it's often difficult for young people to see what those that are on the big screens or on their tellies, they just see the glamour, they see the success, and they don't see everything that goes behind it. So to have Ebony Asiro Brown, former England Rose, stood in front of a group of students for aging from four upwards, I think they can see what it takes. And if Ebony's done it, I can do it too. And I think that's what's really exciting. We also offer coaching sessions during those days as well. So it's not just having the impact of an assembly and hearing the story, you're actually playing and get the buzz of, get those endorphins released from running around on the netball court with a former England Rose, which is very exciting. There's also the opportunity for one-to-one mentoring as well, which follows, where students are mentored remotely for 6 months to have that one-to-one focus with a sports star of such magnitude, I think, is unique, but also it helps us delve into where that young person really needs their support, and we can have deep impact as well. So there's so many different cornerstones of the work that it makes it every day different and every day exciting.
Not just netball, but we are the Netball Show. So let's hear from Pamela Cookie about the benefits of working with somebody like Mintridge Foundation.
So grateful that we get to talk about Mintridge, a foundation that's so, so amazing. I have worked hard to reach my goals, and there's so many other things that I want to do and want to achieve. But I'm under no illusion that those that came before me have helped pave that way and made it possible for me to have these opportunities from both genders and different races that have kind of been that pivotal force for me. So I really feel that I want to now kind of help and impact those that come after me and do what I can to make a difference.
Midridge Foundation and Alex Wallace, and give us an idea of some of the key events since you've formed. I mean, one of the biggest things I'd noticed was having and getting Claire Balding involved.
Yeah, having Claire Balding and Alice Arnold as our patrons has been huge in terms of profile raising, but also I think as a small team, as a small charity, as any small organisations will know, I think it's often a very lonely place and you often question why you're doing it, you question if it's succeeding. So to have the backing of a national treasure, I'm gonna call it, Claire is a national treasure, and her partner Alice, I think is momentous, and they are very keen in helping those athletes in their transition and ensuring that they're supported and well looked after. But equally, not every athlete transitions and has a flying media career or whatever that chosen career might be, but they have really important stories to tell. So that's Claire and Alice's biggest focus, that they can then feed that back into schools and to support young people. But we can deliver that in a really holistic way that isn't necessarily a focus for sport in schools at the moment. So that's been huge, and we've loved having them on board for the last year, and just building from there really to take them to the next level, and for them to give the support to our athletes is a massive advantage for those athletes, that they're helping them in their storytelling, they're helping them share their journeys in a greater way, helping them with different audiences, different age groups. It's very exciting, and I could talk all day about how much Claire and Alice have already impacted Midridge in our work. So
maybe a future podcast. Is that a hint?
Exactly.
And it's a podcast, so we can't see the rest of the Zoom call, but you've got the Times Award behind you. Things like that aren't why we do it, but it's just little things like that along the way that make it all worthwhile, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Again, I think it goes back to the point of small charity, very lonely place, questioning everything, questioning the small things, sweating the small stuff. So then to be recognised on that stage with the athletes, with the inspirational people in that room, is huge. But it's not just that, it's then the impact that follows that, and the backing that gives you as you're walking into rooms asking for money, asking for funders to work with you. I think having the backing of someone like the Sunday Times has been fantastic.
You're on the search for a new chair at the moment, working alongside obviously Claire and Alice and the rest of those wonderful ambassadors of yours. Something that's needed at this time, is it the right time?
Yeah, absolutely. So we had an incredible chair, form of Jackie Scully, who has stepped down. Her term came to an end, which means that the next person has got a very, very big shoes to fill. We're not asking everyone to spin for 29 hours in an attempt to break a Guinness World Record like Jackie did, but we are looking for someone that is able to support the growth, support the board of the charity with the big ambitions that we have. And I think it's integral that person is the right fit, sees the direction we're wanting to head into. That person, we would love to have a sports or an educational background, but equally, I think it's really important that they can give that time, which is often very, very difficult in such busy worlds. So yeah, it's an exciting time that we've got the opportunity to bring someone else on board, but we want to make sure that that's the right person.
What about closing date then?
The closing date for applications is Friday the 2nd of February. We've got an advert online and it shares all the details in terms of time commitments, where we're based, and so on. So hopefully that will give a lot more indication and like the deeper dive into what the role entails. I think we don't want people to be put off by the fact it's the chair of the board. We would love to hear from lots of individuals about their skill sets and what they can offer to help us grow.
And tell us the best way to apply.
So in terms of the applications, we'd love to have CVs and covering letters sent to me. I'm the founder. That's alex@mintridge.org.uk. But equally, lots of people might have questions before getting to that application phase. So we're happy to have informal chats, informal discussions about the role and what it entails.
Alex, keep on making a difference to young people in sport.
Oh, thank you very much, Andy. That's
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.